Every podcast topic is crafted and led with the thought of you in mind. And just like this podcast, I also have a published book. It's called Without Ruin, Pearls of Wisdom for the Triumphant Woman. You know, pearls are so precious you would want to protect them. But the same cannot be said about these pearls of wisdom that I've gained along the way. In my book, I've covered all the bases for living a life free from sexual compromise. I want you to have these pearls and I want you to pass them on to others around you. If this 30-second plug has captured your attention at all, you need to get the book Without Ruin, Pearls of Wisdom for the Triumphant Woman, written by me, your host, Berthina Jackson. Head to Amazon.com to get your copy.
Ladies, your natural instinct is to worry. You worry about your children, your health, your relationship, and everything else under the sun. It's a classic case of worry wart syndrome. If you tend to worry needlessly, you are not alone. Welcome to the She Strives With Faith podcast with Berthina Jackson. Berthina is a two-time divorcee, single mother, and war veteran who suffered from anxiety, but learned to let go and let God. Berthina will share captivating and down-to-earth conversations on how to strive by faith. Here's your host, Berthina Jackson.
Hello, ladies. Welcome back to the She Strives With Faith podcast. I hope you had a great day. My day was awesome. I cannot complain. It was busy, but I had a good day. So anyway, I did promise that I would come back with a second part to the narcissist journey, saga, whatever you want to call it. And so I am keeping my promise. I'm going to talk today about who is a target for the narcissist. What attracts a narcissist to you? Like, who are they attracted to? And I'm going to cut to the chase. No need to waste no time. I promise I will tell you what attracts narcissistic men, and that is what my goal is today. This is not an all-inclusive list, and I am not a psychologist. This is all my opinion. What this will do for you is keep you on your toes. It will keep you alert. These men, they are human leeches who will cling to you for personal gain without giving anything in return. They don't have the capacity to love you back. Okay? It only leads to relationship dysfunction, a toxic relationship. Ladies, these men wear a mask to hide their flaws. They assume false identities to deceive women, and they want to consume you, almost like the lion consumes the lamb. And they will exhaust your resources, not just your financial resources, but your emotional and spiritual resources. As I said before, these men are manipulative and they lack empathy. In other words, they can hurt you and not feel any way about it because they don't know how to connect with your pain. Therefore, they're not moved by your pain. Another thing about these men, they feel inferior. And because they feel inferior, they have this manufactured persona. So if you remember from the last episode, this made-up persona is an exaggerated sense of importance. Now, what I'm about to say next came from the gotquestions.org. And according to gotquestions.org, narcissism is the term used in psychology to describe a preoccupation with self. It is a Greek term taken from the mythological name Narcissus, who fell in love with his own image. He fell in love with his own image and was doomed to die because he would not turn away from it. You see, a narcissist is a person who displays a high level of selfishness, vanity, and pride. He sees everything from a how does this affect me perspective. Empathy is impossible for the narcissist because his only perspective is the one centered on self. And psychologists say that the narcissistic condition ranges from normal to pathological. Isn't that crazy? Normal to pathological. Wow. And here's what the Word of God says in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 through 7. But know this, that in the last days, perilous times will come. For men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control, brutal, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power, and from such people turn away. For of this sort are those who creep into households and make captives of gullible women, I just want to emphasize that, loaded down with sins, led away by various lusts, always learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Wow. So what does all this mean? Well, basically, it means the narcissistic man will manipulate women who are gullible and naive. Ladies, don't be so desperate for a man that you let your guard down. Just because he meets your qualifications does not mean that God approves of him. So my sister, don't be fooled by his charming nature. Look beyond the pearly white smile, okay? Look beyond that. Look beyond the money, the bank account, the way that he dresses. You got to go deeper. You got to go deeper. Otherwise, you will get snared in the trap. Now, isn't it interesting that 2 Timothy was written those many, 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 many generations ago? But girl, it does a pretty good job of listing the characteristics of a narcissist. Again, I say this all the time. The Bible says there is nothing new under the sun. And I'm trying to keep this under 15 minutes, so we gonna keep it moving, ladies. But this is really good information. I'm actually training myself. You know, I'm actually informing myself because I don't want to get caught up either. I know what it's like to be with someone who I consider to be a narcissist, and I do not want to have that problem again. Ladies, this is going to protect you from them nasty leeches. So listen to this. You might be a target for a narcissist if you are in good shape, exercise, you take care of your appearance. You may also be a target if you are of a certain religious faith, because this narcissistic person will try to persuade you to do things that go against your faith or principles. Narcissistic men are masters when it comes to the art of persuasion. They talk a good game, but deep inside, they feel worthless. Like I said before, I'm convinced I was married to a narcissist. Because my ex-husband, he fit the mold. He was selfish. You know, it was all about him. So, yeah, you know, just take it for what it's worth. I really do feel that I was married to a narcissist. So what type of woman is a narcissist attracted to? He is attracted to women who are impressive in some way, either in their career, hobbies, or talents. It could be a woman's friendship circles or family. You see, they prefer strong-willed and talented women because they see it as a challenge to win her attention. It's exciting to them if they can take down someone impressive. They prey on women with talents and characteristics they admire. It makes them feel more accomplished. Remember what I said in the beginning, okay? They are all about themselves. It's what makes them feel good. I learned that if there is a strength, the the narcissist finds admirable, they end up destroying the person they admired. I find this statement to be true. Prime example. Three of my strongest traits are I'm mentally strong, career-oriented, and I work out. I believe my ex-husband gravitated towards me because of those traits. It made him feel good. But after a few years of being married, I started hearing rumors that he was cheating. I mean, one woman called me personally to say she had slept with my husband. Another woman's husband called me and told me to tell my husband to leave his wife alone. What the heck? I mean, honestly, I thought he had the wrong number. And I did not believe the rumors at first until one of his chicks on the side showed up at my house at 5 a.m. in the morning. And in that moment, I knew I was just tired and I was done. I was taking back my power. I was canceling his regulator card. You see, he thought I would cry for a few days, be angry, then forgive and forget, because that's what I used to do. You see, he was not afraid of losing me. He was more afraid of losing the control. But I could not stay. I could not remain. He was uncaring, unemotional, and heartless. And to top it all off, he continued to cheat and lie. He tried to destroy my self-esteem. He tried to break me down by attacking my character, but it did not work because God strengthened me through it all. And I know you can relate to this. I know that there are some of you out there who have gone through this or who are going through it right now. And for me, for my own mental and spiritual well-being, I made a decision to file for a divorce. I'm not saying that you have to, but that's what I did. But not before I took it to God in prayer. You see, the Bible says, do not be wise in your own eyes. And after I prayed, I was at peace. You see, I decided to take away my ex-husband's power and control over my life and put a stop to the abuse. It was narcissistic abuse. It took courage, but I knew I had someone who had my back, someone who was a strong tower, my strength in the time of need and a way maker. And that someone was Jesus. And 14 years later, I'm doing all right, honey. I'm doing all right. And you'll be doing all right, too, depending on what decision you decide to make. So again, a narcissist is also attracted to women who reflect well on themselves in the eyes of other people. You see, they like to show off their partner in public, but in some cases, treat them poorly in private. They are attracted to women who make them feel good about themselves. They want women who are going to lavish them with compliments so that their head and their ego grows bigger and bigger. They also like women who validate their feelings, overlooks their flaws, and who are more likely not to leave them during the narcissistic abuse. But listen, at some point you get tired, and you will know when that time comes. I just want you to pay attention, to watch out for these men, to recognize what the characteristics are. And if you are in that kind of relationship, that you will find the courage to break free. I say to you, trust God. Ask God to help you, because that's what it took for me. And that's really all I wanted to share, ladies. Again, take this information, use it, think about it, and also share it with someone else, because there is another sister who might need this information. They don't want to speak up. They don't want to say anything because they're ashamed. They're afraid. They don't want to lose or leave the man that they're with, because he seems to be so nice and sweet and caring. But they are basically denying the truth. And so that's it. That is all that I have for you this evening. It has been a pleasure pleasure recording this episode. I do hope that you'll come back and listen. And I do hope that you have gained some valuable information. Other than that, I just have one other thing I want to share with you. As always, I don't want to end without offering you the prayer of salvation. Do you know Jesus? Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? And if you haven't, now is the time. Because accepting Jesus as your Lord and Savior saves you from being trapped in sin, which results in eternal punishment. Beloved, tomorrow is not promised. So will you say this prayer with me? Let's go. Dear Lord, I am a sinner. I repent of my sins and I need your forgiveness. I believe you died in my place and rose from the grave to make me new and to prepare me to live in your presence forever. Jesus, come into my life. Take control of my life. Forgive my sins and save me. I place my trust in you alone for my salvation, and I accept your free gift of eternal life. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I have prayed. Amen, amen. Congratulations. Welcome to the family of God. I pray that God will bless you in the city and bless you in the country. May he bless your coming and your going out in Jesus' precious name. Once again, thank you for listening. It's been a pleasure. I hope you enjoyed the chat. Until next time, keep striving with faith. Bye for now.
Thank you for listening to the She Strives with Faith podcast. To hear more about how you can tap into the power of striving with faith, join her next week. If you found value in the episode, give her a rating or tell a friend about the show. Follow Berthina on Facebook and Instagram for a more personal chat. Until next time, strive to keep faith alive.
Thank you so much for listening. It was really great spending time with you. Once again, I'm Berthina Jackson, author of Without Ruin, Pearls of Wisdom for the Triumphant Woman, purchasable at Amazon.com. Feel free to reach out to me on Facebook and Instagram. I look forward to hearing from you. Till next time, Berthina.